a former pupil of this school who, in fact, predates Miss Brooks, because I first came here in 1943, believe it or not. We were then taught by Miss Drake, and Miss Brooks replaced her, I believe. And she came here, she made an impact on all the pupils, and we were soon referring to her as Auntie Eve. And in fact, my family always have done, and ever will do, I expect. She was always ready with a smile and words of encouragement, and it really has been a pleasure for me to come back and teach with her. I'd just like to remind her of an occasion. I was trying to work it out 25 years ago when I appeared on that stage in Shaw's Arms and the Man, and Eve always helped out with the makeup on these occasions, and I think it was the first play we'd put on since the war, so we were a bit green at the whole thing. And in the play, the chocolate soldier, Bluntschli, appears at Raina's window. He comes in from a storming battle outside, covered in blood and with his hair matted and all this sort of thing. And it was me, you see, and I dragged myself in through this window, and there was a terrible hush and a sort of gasp from the back of the hall. And when it came to the end of Act One, and I returned to the room in the corner where we were made up, Eve came over and she said, "Goodness gracious me, we've forgotten to put your makeup on properly." And I'd appeared at the window with an ordinary face and this terrible gash down the side and no base makeup at all, and it looked as though I was completely dead. Some people think that I am. Anyway, that's just a reminiscence. Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to have taught with you and been taught by you. And we're sorry you're leaving us, I think, but you have intimated that you're going to remain in one of your connections, and that is the Dorian Singers, and I hope you will for a long time.